Well, speaking of that, you have not once, since I've been back, asked me how I'm doing.
Well, I see it as implicit in your being here. If you felt bad, you probably wouldn't come in.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's polite. Hey, how are you doing? I know you were really sick.
You want a hug?
No, I don't want a hug, but...
Come here!
Just...
Come on, come over here!
It's like when you don't say bless you.
Listen, I know that that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't...
There's certain... We live in a society. There are certain rules.
This is civilization. We have certain touchstones. Feigned concern for
I'm feeling better.
Feigned concern for your fellow man is something we take very seriously around here.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm doing much better. But you are going to be violently ill in probably 48 hours. I mean it. Like the sickest you've ever been in your life.
So, but what was so bad? Like, what was so bad that...
Well, I told you Gabe got sick, right?
No, I didn't know that.
I called you. Remember, I went to the emergency room. We were there all night.
Oh, that's what it was?
Then I got it.
Oh, see, because Kara was kind of laughing when she called me, and I was like, he has invented a way
to
stay home for an entire week.
No, no. So Gabe got that thing where he was throwing up all night.
Yeah.
Then, like, 48 hours later, I got it.
You got a grip?
But it hit me even harder. Like, it was... I went into the bathroom at 9. I don't want to get too graphic. But I was in the bathroom from 9 until 3, and things were coming out the entire time.
When you say things...
It's just like...
No, listen. Again, we're gonna try to keep it on the level.
Okay.
At any point, did you have to change positions?
Okay, listen, yeah. It was the kind of sick where you have a split second to make a decision which end... needs to hit the toilet.
Will be directed.
And it's an important decision because if you set up and you're wrong, I mean, it's like a Jackson Pollock painting in there. I mean, it's going to be bad.
You're saying
like,
there's ramifications.
Yeah, but it was like my body was a furniture store and they liquidated everything and it absolutely had to go that night.
You're saying it's almost as though your body's manager was out of town.
Yeah, the manager was gone. It had lost its lease. Everything must go. And I threw up. I literally, both, it was coming out from nine.
Products.
I was shipping products from 9 until 3 in the morning.
Oh my god, so what day
I
was
threw
that?
I stopped counting how many times I threw up at 14.
Listen, just real quick, this is for our listeners at home. No one else counts the amount of times they throw up. I'm making sure
that you
understand.
I know, I'm totally weird. Well, the thing is, I hadn't thrown up in probably 10... No, it'd been longer than since before I met Kara. Probably 12 years I hadn't thrown up.
See, you don't drink. You've been missing out.
I guess. And that was the problem was I was sitting there, like, knowing I had to throw up, but I hadn't thrown up in 12 years, so I'd forgotten.
Know.
I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck is throwing... Like, there was this, like, fear, like... First of all, sort of like the Seinfeld thing, like I felt like I was going to break my streak, you know? But then, like, the fear of not remembering what throwing up is like, you know, that was definitely real.
Oh, sure. It's like a control thing.
Yeah. And then once there was nothing left to throw up, my body didn't really care. It had sort of gotten used to throwing up. It was like, hey, let's just keep doing it. Let's keep making the motions.
Well, I mean, there's also the possibility that, like, even once it was done, like, it ceased to be discrete throw-up events. And merely an open cavity to direct the fluid.
It was bad. And I came back and I passed out in bed that night at like 3.
So what night? When was that?
That was the day after Christmas.
Oh,
and so then
Jesus.
So then
Kara called me that night.
Yeah, she called you that night. Because the next day I was in bed literally hallucinating the entire day. Like I had the
no
weirdest...
Food?
I had nothing in me. I was trying to drink, but I couldn't. I mean, I was just nauseous and sick and hurting. Like,
what the fuck did you have?
I had no idea. So then, that night,
Kara
gets it.
No,
but she didn't get it as bad as me. She was able to get through the night without the sort of incident that I had.
Jeez.
Next night, my mom gets it because my mom and dad were visiting.
Would she fucking call you on the phone?
No,
and then...
they were visiting.
Oh, okay.
They happened to be there.
I was like, this
my
is
mom
like a
gets
Japanese
it. She got it like I got it. She got it bad. Then. Dad gets it. So I'm telling you, man, this thing is fucking crazy contagious. 48 hours.
Get ready.
You're going to want to die.
Just go home, clean the toilet now.
Yeah.
Use the Teflon.
Yeah. It won't matter.
No.
Don't even bother cleaning it.
Jesus.
So I apologize in advance.
Oh.
But I had to come in. I mean, I had to make this trip.
And give it to you.
and I had to give you this horrible, horrible virus. I have no idea what it was.
Did you really hallucinate?
Yeah. I the big one that I had is every time I would sort of come to, I thought that...
You mean like sort of like wake up and...
It was like... I was like...
yourself?
Yeah, mid-wake up dream sort of thing. I thought that I had something in my stomach that I had to protect from wolves and like monsters that were trying to get it. And so I would like roll around the bed holding my stomach and like my pillow trying to protect it. And I thought that things were trying to come up from the bed to get it. And then I would pass out again.
You know, this is the craziest thing is that I actively sought that state. So if you want to, this is another great point of distinction.
Yeah.
I paid money, actually.
That sounds good. No, I did not like it. It was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible experience.
Man, it really does sound bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's only happened to me once.
Were you that ill?
Yeah. Like, I remember, I think Brenna, this is before there was an Elliot to get diseases and give them to me.
Which is really all they do.
Yeah, yeah. They're sort of a repository. It's like a bank.
Yeah.
But for disease.
Yeah.
No, I was sitting in the kitchen with Brenna. She was cooking some dinner, and I was just sitting on this red stool. Periods of time, like 15-minute, 20-minute periods of time would pass without any personal knowledge of it.
Wow.
Yeah. I would just be sitting there and be like, man, I feel hot. And I look at the clock, and it'd be a half an hour.
Wow.
Like, it was the weirdest shit. And Brenna was like, you feel okay? And I was like, I need to make sure that she thinks I'm okay because I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't know what'll happen there.
Yeah,
like,
I hate that.
Like, that's the weirdest thing. Like all these defense mechanisms against having it resolved. Like,
yeah.
No, I gotta keep this one. This is a good one.
Yeah.
And also that night, I assume that is your brain boiling away. Like,
yeah.
I assume you're losing cognitive function.
Yeah.
When you enter a fugue state of that kind.
Fugue?
Look it up. It's a word. So when I went into bed. At the beginning, I thought that I was being stewed. I was under the impression that, like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
What we're making here.
No, and I think I wrote about it in the post. I thought I heard war drums. I thought I heard war drums and, like, the armies of the Uruk-hai.
Coming for you?
Well, I don't know if they were coming for me or if, you know,
just
they
passing
were just,
by.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
On their way to the forest.
That's a scary one, yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that I knew that it wasn't real, and I was like, this is very convincing.
Yeah.
Video games should get to this point. I should be terrified next
time
I play.
Yeah, I remember thinking the same. I remember for a split second thinking, God, this seems so real. Like, but then it went back into like, oh, it is real. I actually, yeah.
Okay,
there are wolves out there.
I was wrong. I need to protect this thing.
Yeah, and then that night, I remember, I didn't hear drums, but I heard music, and I actually got up to...
To
like
hear
look
it,
around
you look
the house.
Like elves.
Yeah, I was scared. And he cares, like, what kind of music do you hear? And I heard, it's very specific, I heard the sort of shitty imitation music that comes on keyboards.
Oh, it was tinny.
You know, like when a keyboard will have a rap button? Or like, you know. Yeah, I heard that kind of music that's like.
Oh, man, see.
Generic calypso.
Yeah, but it's like calypso generated by a button.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, algorithmically generated calypso.
Such a weird couple of days.
See, that's terrible. Like, if I heard bad music in these states, I would hate it.
Yeah.
But it's almost always just incredible.
You hear symphonies?
Well,
symphonies of the mind.
But that's the thing. Yeah, your mind winking out of existence. No, I often hear... This is one of the ways in which I know that I am actually crazy. I often hear music that other people do not hear.
I don't think that's crazy.
You don't think so? Like,
well, not for a musician.
Maybe
I see pictures.
I guess that's true. Like, maybe you see relationships between
I see things
objects
that, yeah.
Or like clouds or something like that. Like
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I see images all over the place.
That's sort of a relief. Like I did. I
see compositions too. Like I see. I recognize things as being composed well, and I even when they're not. You know, like necessarily compositions.
It's a relief in some ways. I did like the. It was nice when I had the crazy writer.
Well, you're definitely crazy.
Okay.
And you have Tourette's.
I was yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also true. But
yeah,
it's
you're
cool.
Still
it's cool.
Crazy.
It's cool Tourette's.
You're still crazy.
Yeah. Okay.